son will be here soon.
Allow me to introduce myself. I'm Alyosha's brother, Ivan.
Your brother speaks of you often, Mr. Karamazov. And your articles in the press have stirred up some excitement here as well.
Yes.
Well, I'm sure you exaggerate, sir.
Ah, listen to him. Listen to him. Such brilliance and modesty in so young a man. Why, all the society women are crazy about this man. Oh, your reverence, imagine this humble father's pride in two of his sons, at least.
If I might, sir, my name is Father Joseph. Your latest article has puzzled some of us here.
Which article is that, Father?
The one where you write that the only reason men love their fellow men is because they naively believe that if they don't, they might be punished in an afterlife.
I remember writing that, yes?
Yes, but you also wrote that because of this fear that self-interest should now become the principle that religion is based on, not love.
Are these really your opinions, young man?
It's what I wrote in the article, Father Zosima.
But what do you believe, my son, apart from what you've written?
As to
whether God exists and our souls are immortal.
I only know that if there is no God or heaven, if you will, then our only conclusion can be that everything is permitted.
Everything?
Yes.
Even crime?
Yes, perhaps.
But you're not certain.
No, not certain, though I'd like to mention in my defense, perhaps, that I summed up the argument by saying that I thought there was just enough religion in the world to make people hate each other, but not quite enough to make them love one another.
You see?